this spring. As the program was being readied for its nationwide rollout, the coronavirus struck. Mass vaccination campaigns, which often mean summoning hundreds of children to sit close together in schoolyards and markets, seemed guaranteed to spread coronavirus. Even routine immunization, which typically occurs in clinics, became untenable in many areas. The country's health authorities decided to allow vaccinations to continue in areas with measles, but no coronavirus cases. But the pandemic froze international flights that would bring medical supplies, and several provinces began running out of vaccines for polio, measles, and tuberculosis. When immunization supplies finally arrived in Kinshasa, they could not be moved around the country. Domestic flights had been suspended. Ground support was not viable because of shoddy roads. Eventually, a United Nations peacekeeping mission ferried supplies on its planes. Still, health workers, who had no masks, gloves, or sanitizing gel, worried about getting infected. Many stopped working. Others were diverted to be trained for COVID. The cumulative impact has been particularly dire for polio eradication. Around 85,000 Congolese children have not received that vaccine. But the disease that public health officials are most concerned about erupting is measles. Measles virus spreads easily by aerosol, tiny particles or droplets suspended in the air, and is far more contagious than the coronavirus, according to experts at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. If people walk into a room where a person with measles had been 2 hours ago and no one has been immunized, 100% of those people will get infected, said Dr. Yvonne Maldonado, a pediatric infectious disease expert at Stanford University.